Hi, everybody. Mike Spofford for Packers.com, joined here by Frank Winters. Welcome back to Lambeau, Frank.
Thanks, Mike.
All right. You arrived here in 1992, the same year as Brett Favre and Mike Holmgren. Reggie White came 1 year later. Was there a certain point you felt that that team had a chance to do something special?
Well, you know, going into the season, you always anticipate to, you know, have a great year in the upcoming year. And, you know, with the addition of Brett coming in from Atlanta and some free agents coming in through the free agent market and stuff, was something that we knew we were going to build on. And then once Reggie came in and we added Santana Dotson, and then we had a Sean Jones come in. So we had a bunch of guys that came in that were established players in the league already. And, you know, probably after the second season, after Reggie came in his first year, you know, we knew we were building something special here. And each year we got better. We got close most of the time against Dallas and never went on. But
right
after we accomplished that and got to the NFC Championship game and finally won, it was something very special.
I wanted to ask you about Dallas. It was three straight years in the playoffs. Every team sort of has their nemesis, you know, it seems like. How tough was that? How did you guys handle that? Or it was sort of like that one team that you always seem to run up against?
You know, we ran up to them a lot, but, you know, the thing was we always played them down there. And nothing taken away from the Cowboys. I mean, they had a great team then. You know, they had some unbelievable players. You know, they think they won three Super Bowls down there in a 4 or 5 year span. So they were a very talented team, and it was just tough. You know, we felt that if we could play them at home, I think we maybe had a better chance. But going down there and dealing with the crowd and stuff, we always felt we had an opportunity to win, but we always came up short. There were some games we had some leads going into the fourth quarter, and we just couldn't hold them. But they're a great team. I mean, they had a lot of talent back then. You know, they had the three guys in offense and defense that were very well coached, and they played hard, and it was just a great opportunity. After we finally lost to them, and we had the opportunity to win the Super Bowl and come back and play them here in Green Bay, it was a different scenario. But
to
get playoff and to get home field advantage in the playoffs, you got to win more games than they did, and we didn't do that at that time. And when we finally had that chance, it helped out a lot.
You played for three different teams before coming to Green Bay, and
yes.
Then you obviously became a long-time starter here and played a lot of football games. When you look back on it, why do you think, or why did it take so long to maybe catch on and find your place and settle into the career that you had?
Well, I'm not really sure. I mean, when I got drafted by the Browns, I went to a team that had a very veteran offensive line. Their first-round pick was a center, and I think that tends to give him more leeway and more of a chance to earn that starting position. But you know, when I came to Green Bay, I came up here and I just had an opportunity. We had a couple guys get hurt, and you know, I just went out there and took advantage of them.
Was there anything specific that clicked for you, or a certain point in time where you felt like, okay, yeah, I can be in this league for a while now?
I mean, I think everybody that comes in this league could probably play. I mean, there's a lot of it has to do with, you know, who's playing in front of you, how many reps you're getting during a training camp. But you know, I was fortunate. You know, I came in the league, I was a long snapper, and that probably helped me in the league for my first couple of years, because you could do a couple of things. Probably being a low-paid guy compared to a veteran guy making a lot of money seems to work a lot too. But, you know, you just go out there and make the most opportunities. You know, guys, you know, there are guys that get drafted high, and, you know, they're going to have their first choice. And I just came here, and I made the most of my opportunities when I came to Green Bay.
Now, I have to ask you about the nickname John Madden always called you, you know, old bag of donuts. Where exactly did that come from? Did you have anything to do with that nickname, and what did you think of it?
Well, no, I had nothing to do with it. And how it came about, I have an idea, because a good friend of mine, Lynn, knows him too. He lives with us in Kansas City. Bill Maas, who was a commentator for Fox News, kind of mentioned something to John. And we happened, it was a Saturday night prior to the game, we were doing the interview for Fox Sports, and he kind of brought it up, and he goes, "You mind if I call you that?" And I really didn't say anything, you know, I was like, you know, and it just stuck. And now I walk around town here, and I see everybody call me Bag of Donuts, and they ask me to sign Bag of Donuts, I tell them I can't even spell it, you know. But it's a nickname that everybody, you know, just remembers me by, and, you know, and of course John Madden, I mean, he had more views on Sunday than, you know, any guy out there, so it's kind of stuck.
Now, you were inducted into the Packers Hall of Fame in 2008. You had Brett Favre introduce you at that induction ceremony. What are your, I guess, best memories of playing with Brett? And when Brett's inducted in 2015, are you going to be here?
We'll definitely be here. There'll be, I'm sure it'll be a tough ticket to get. You know, it was just an awkward time at that time when, you know, Brett retiring, then maybe deciding when he decided to come back. But it's going to be special. I mean, you know, he's a special player. I mean, you know, he's a guy who did a lot for this organization. You know, he's accomplished more, a lot of things in the NFL than, you know, 99% of the people who ever played this game. So he's a guy who's well deserving. You know, hopefully he comes back here, and I'm sure the fans will be very receptive to him, and get him back here into Green Bay, and hopefully bring him back to the organization where he can come back on a regular basis.
What do you think defined the Packers in the era that you played in?
When we played there, I think when Mike came in, Mike was very, very disciplined coach. The guys he brought in, there was a lot of veteran guys with some great leadership, with Reggie White, you know, Leroy, having Brett and Sterling Sharp and those guys. I think it kind of identified us being a very, you know, aggressive team, where we were, you know, we were a physical team. We had a great defense. You know, the years we went to the Super Bowl, we always ranked in top five in defense. And it basically starts with the quarterback. And in the league, in an NFL today, if you don't have a quarterback, I believe you're not going to be very successful. And, you know, we were very fortunate to have one of the better ones in the NFL.
What game do you remember most from your time as a player? Was it the Super Bowl championship, or is there another one?
Well, the Super Bowl is great. It's always the pinnacle of your, you know, the peak when you're playing. You know, a lot of guys strive to get there and actually win one. But I mean, it was a special game. But I think probably the NFC Championship game 2 weeks prior to that against Carolina, just, you know, overcoming that burden. You know, the last 3 years we were in Dallas, we lost 3 years prior to that. So I think getting there was a huge mountain we climbed. And you know, going to the Super Bowl is it happens so fast, because you're there for a week, and it, you know, you get pulled in every different direction with the media and stuff like that. But the Carolina game was very memorable. But of course, winning the Super Bowl is probably the, you know, the top highlight of your career.